Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? It is Monday, which means it's the start of your week, but it's the end of our week. This is the Early Edge. This is your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all of sports betting. And it's not close. As you can see, the good people at the PGA Tour have gave us our home back on the road, our home away from home, our great hotel. So I'm fired up to be here today. Now, I tell you guys all the time, there's way more in the Early Edge universe than just the Early Edge. And this is a perfect example of that. As we recap yesterday, that looks like an awful day. We lose some juice. But if you watch the Early Wedge, I told you I had 7 head-to-heads. I hit 3 out of 4. I hit a plus 230, a plus 225, a plus 160. We had you destroyed on the Early Wedge. So you got to watch it all. Turn on those notifications because we are the best sports podcasting brand in America, and we want the entire world to know. We need your help. We want you to vote. Here is the QR code on the screen right now. Here is the link. Do either one. Give us a vote. Get us to the finals. Then after that, we will handle our business. Speaking of handling business, we've got a lot to unravel today. And so when I call up these four, when I put these four together, you know it's going to be a very interesting day. So let me start the maestro. He's good. Buckets and Proppy 2024 running together always like this. Simpatico. Say nothing, you two. I'll get to you in a second. But then there's C and Najad. And we are professionally, we are rivals. Oh, what is that? Is that a dog barking, perhaps? I don't know. But C and Najad, I will tip my cap to you, the battle we had for the first time ever, a triple showdown. Now, I did take it, but it came right down to the wire. Congratulations on a job well done, sir.
Well, I mean, you took it. It did not come down to the wire. You kind of blew me out. Thank you for being humble in this moment here. But it was a Scottie Scheffler versus Rory McIlroy. And Rory was just better. Scotty just has forgotten how to putt in 2023. I will say, speaking of the Early Wedge, I had my DFS core up there on the Early Wedge. It was Wyndham Clark, Brian Harman, and Sepp Straka. Those were the three I put out as my three favorite DFS plays. They finished first, second, and 33rd, and you got really good prices on all three. I actually almost had an outright in DFS. I came in second place in the 50K long drive. So we're doing well in bets and with DFS.
Oh, so we do DFS on the Early Wedge too. Oh,
we do.
Very interesting. When others don't, we do. Thank you, counselor. Now, Hilltopper in the chat says, Buckets, Prop Stars, 2024 presidency. Stop it. Stop it. But now everybody gets to participate. Let's jump right in. It's time to play our favorite game of fade or follow. Buckets, when you have a minus next to a name, that means they're the favorite. So the Orioles are the favorite over the Phillies. Mariners favorite over the Twins. And the Dodgers, boy, their offense has been on fire. I hit another over yesterday over the Blue Jays. So, counselor, I think I'll start with you because you and Maestro are clearly the only two professionals on this show currently. Where are you going today? Are we fading or following a favorite?
Well, I got to say, I think it's the Phillies that are favored over the Orioles minus 125. So I'll throw that out there. I'm actually going to be fading what I believe is the Phillies as the favorite. I'm going to take the Orioles here. You know, I was close to taking the Orioles first five yesterday. Remember our segment yesterday morning where a couple of us were on the Orioles. It was Taj Bradley pitching for Tampa. And the Orioles ended up coming out victorious. I think we're getting a pretty good line here. The reason I don't have it as a play is because Christopher Sanchez on the Philly side, I'm not 100% sure what to expect from him. He's been pretty good, and Kramer can get lit up here and there, but I do like the Orioles, and I do like fading the Phillies today.
I just double-checked. You are correct. It's the Phillies minus 125. Okay, now, I just read it wrong. The graphic's correct. I read it wrong. Okay, sort of. All right, so, Counselor, we got you. So let me come over to Proppy. Proppy, who are you fading or following today?
I like Seattle in this matchup, actually, Coach, at minus 120. I think I'm going to follow them. I think it's a good spot with Luis Castillo on the mound. Kenta Maeda for the Twins. He's been a lot better recently, but I do think the Seattle bats have been stepping up recently. I like their lineup in this spot against Maeda. So, yeah, I'll take the Mariners in this spot.
Right now, they are dead to me. Yesterday, I had like a 17 parlay. It was like plus 4,700. Came down to the Mariners. They had second and third, one out, down one. And you strike out, and then you end the game. Dead to me. Buckets. It's great to see you back, big boy. Where are you going today? Who are you fading or following?
It is great to be back, Coach. You know, I have to tell my boy Proppy here because, as he mentioned, Luis Castillo is on the mound, God, which is always a great thing for the Mariners. So I'm going to back Proppy here. 2024, let's go Mariners.
It is so good to see. Nothing has changed. Maestro, please.
I'm going to talk about the Twins Mariners in a little bit, but for this segment, I'm going to like the Dodgers. Coach, you talked about their offense averaging over 7 runs a game over their last 15 games. Michael Grove appears to have figured it out a little bit with a 3.60 ERA in July. And Jose Berríos, a little bit more vulnerable on the road where his ERA is a run higher. I think the Dodgers price pretty fair right now. I'm at minus 130.
I agree. I mean, everybody, all the big boys are hitting. Freddie Freeman's hitting. Mookie. They're all hitting. What an incredible series. All three games in that series in Texas flew to the over. Flew to the over. All right. So, no, EC is not rubbing off on me. It was a Sunday flyer. I was having a great week in golf. I was way up. I don't condone parlays, so stop it. But I got to tell you, we may talk about parlays all over the place because our crew is dominating at CBS, especially right here.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit RobertHalf.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
AL Sports says, Coach, I feel your pain. Mariners busted my parlay too. We all do it, right? We all try to say, we don't play that last game of the day, but we do. But we do. All right, now, look at these four faces. I'm in such a good mood today. I had such a good weekend. So it's time to play Pick the Prop. And let's see who can actually follow the instructions today. Counselor, as always, I'm starting with you. So, Jack Sawinski, plus 340. Kyle Schwarber, too bad the guru isn't here, plus 225. And then Byron Buxton, plus 380. Who are you following to go the yard today?
Yeah, you know, I hate taking plus 225 because it's such a short number. But again, when I looked at this game, I really wanted to take the Orioles here. Again, Christopher Sanchez, that was an unknown for me. I really didn't know how good of a game he was going to have against the Orioles. But also, Dean Kramer, I just don't know how he's going to hold up against the Phillies if they get hot. And if they get hot, it's going to be Kyle Schwarber that gets hot. And I can really see him going the yard against Kramer. So I'm going to go at a short number, a number I wish was 275. But of these three guys, I'm going to take Kyle Schwarber at plus 225.
I like it a lot. I like it a lot, especially when you're playing against the Orioles and it should be a high scoring affair normally. Mm-hmm. We are getting close to August, so guys are getting fatigued a little bit. All right, we have the counselor, professional as always. Proppy three times, and I say that with all the respect in the world because football's right around the corner. Where are you going today with your home run prop?
I'm going to follow the counselor's lead here, and I'm going to go with Kyle Schwarber as well. Like this spot for him, 26 home runs on the season, facing Dean Kramer, who's given up 22 home runs, but 14 of those have been to lefties, which we know Kyle Schwarber is. So it's a great matchup on paper for Schwarber, who has never faced Kramer, like his chances to go yard later today.
Now, all of you in the chat, why do you try and stir up trouble? Why do you try to take us to places? We're a very serious sports betting show. Who's laughing? Buckets. Somebody in the chat asked, very Bucket-esque, what is a Jack Sawinski? Where are you going today, sir? Where are you going?
I'm pretty sure a Jack Sawinski is a type of mixed drink, Coach, but I might be wrong on that. Listen, guys, we all know how I operate with the pick the prop. All of these numbers, they're just a bit too short for me that I'm seeing on the board here. When I'm picking somebody to go all the way out to the yard, I need at least plus 400 to make it even slightly worth my wild. So I am going off the board once again, and I'm going to that matchup between the Rangers and Astros. As you mentioned, Coach, Rangers love their overs, and I'm pretty sure overs in baseball means home runs. So I'm going with the current home run leader for the Astros, Kyle Tucker, at plus 450.
Love it, Buckets.
Proppy, shut up! You just said take him out to the yard. That actually made sense. That actually made sense, because that is what you say. I'm going to the yard. That's what you say. But it didn't make sense in the way that you used it. I'm sorry. I have a tear in my eye. I'm laughing so damn hard. I apologize. Maestro, please. Floor is yours.
All right. I'm going to agree with the two previous guys because Kyle Schwarber is in a good setup. He homered in four straight games. Now he's gone five without a homer. But Dean Kramer, very vulnerable to left-handed hitters. They have a 547 slugging, 13 homers allowed, and only 192 at-bats. And the last time out, two Dodgers hitters, both lefties, went deep on Kramer. So I'll stick with Schwarber.
All right. So a lot of great information there. It's not just throwing stuff against the wall. There's research. Do you want to do the work? I didn't think so, but I got to pay these guys. They're not inexpensive. Let's hear from one of our incredible partners.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, I can't wait for the FedEx Cup playoffs. I will be on the call for the Tour Championship, actually where I'm sitting right now. The reason for it, I'm calling the 3M Open this week. Two events left before the FedEx Cup playoffs get here, and we will have you covered on the early wedge as well, me, Counselor Patrick, and the crew. All right. Now, Ben says, nobody puts buckets in a corner. I will put buckets wherever I want to put buckets. Don't tell me what to do on my show. Buckets, go stay in the corner. All right. Now, we do have I didn't mean literally. All right. We do have soccer this afternoon. It's not just the FIFA Women's World Cup. By the way, I hit Brazil last night. Brazil and the over 3.5. Next level. Didn't put it out on social media. I don't have a Twitter right now. I've been hacked. if all of you are wondering. I'm trying to get it back. But we have other leagues, Buckus. We have things starting. We have the Premier League starting in the next couple of weeks. But in places like, I don't know, Norway, they're already playing league action. And you found some value. You're up first.
I did, Coach, and I'm honored to hear that you read my Sportsline article on the site where I gave out Brazil -3.5 goals on the spread there, Coach. So I'm glad that we cashed that together. Listen, we've got one match in Norway today, only one single match, but we are going to play it. It is that game between Viking FK and Elsons FK, and I know what everyone is thinking. You guys are saying, Buckets, Viking is -400 on the money line. Their team totals -1 or -250. There's no way we can play this game. You're wrong. We can, and we're going to do it with a new bet that I've found that I honestly really, really like here. I'm thinking Viking to score in both halves, which is currently priced at -125. And while this is, yes, supporting Viking, who has done really well at home so far, this is more of a fade of Elsons than anything. Elsons has the worst away record in all of Norway right now, with 7 consecutive losses on the road while conceding the second most goals in the process. Viking should win this game while scoring 3 or 4 goals. Let's back them to do a little bit of damage in both halves here. And then I do actually have a second play as well in the Icelandic Ursvedjelds this afternoon. And I want to apologize to all of our Icelandic viewers because I have given out hundreds, if not thousands, of bets on the show from every team imaginable around the world. And this is by far the hardest team I've ever had to try to pronounce. I spent an hour this morning practicing and I'm still going to mess it up, but bear with me here. I'm looking at the match between Fimlek Kaffelag Half Naf Fjordjord versus Filkjord Reykjavik. I'm going to try not to say that more than once. So we're taking the home team with the really long name over 1.5 team total. This is a battle between amazing home form versus terrible away form. Filkjord is currently the worst away team in all of Iceland, and they have conceded on the road in every single one of their games. They have conceded 12 times in the last 5 away games. Meanwhile, that really hard team to pronounce is amazing at home. They've scored 14 goals in their last 5 home games, and they will be looking to bounce back aggressively after 2 losses on the road. Take Filmkjelvilag over 1.5 team total, Coach.
And by the way, before I get a text, before I get a tweet saying, Coach, he gave out the away team first. No, in soccer, the first team is the home team. They do it reverse in soccer. He did not make a mistake, although that would have been on brand. He did not make a mistake. He did not. Oh, my gosh. That was way too entertaining for me. I almost want to just run that back on a loop. All right, so the soccer is done, we think. All right, Counselor, coming to you, because when you have a push in a first 5 bet, there is nothing more unsatisfying than that. And if I know you, like I think I know you, that does not sit well with you from yesterday. So you're going to come right back today. What do we got?
I'm going to come right back with the first 5, but I got to mention, before Bucket's second pick even started, haven't we already won? Just from that take, haven't we already won? Yeah, Coach, you're right. Let's go Reds first 5 money line at a plus number. I'm taking a short road dog here. It's +100. They're playing at Milwaukee, traveling to Milwaukee here. Not a huge endeavor there, but the Brewers, I got to be honest, they've owned the Reds in 5 out of the last 6. These teams have played a lot against each other since the All-Star break and right before the All-Star break. But speaking of that timeline, I really like Ashcraft. What he's been doing over his last 4 games, he's been going 6 innings or more over his last 4, and he's only let up two earned runs or less during that time span. Now, Colin Ray, last time I checked, he was a country music singer, but that's neither here nor there. He has actually been okay as well, but the last time he played the Reds, he didn't do so well. He went 4 2/3 innings, allowed 5 runs and 7 hits. So this team, the Cincinnati Reds team, it's the third time facing Colin Ray. And I got to be honest here, on the other side, it's the third time that Milwaukee has been facing Graham Ashcraft. So both of these pitchers, they might be vulnerable because it's the third time each team has faced them. But Ashcraft has been the better pitcher, and the Reds bats have been getting hotter. So I like the Reds here in this spot at plus money. Give me the first 5 money line.
Colin Ray is one of my all-time favorites. One of his big hits was Love Me. Between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. Let it soak in. Feels good. Why are you laughing, Buckets? That was a serious moment.
He's a Chris Stapleton guy.
All right. On that note, Proppy, you're up.
All right, let's do it. I'm going to take a shot at that game. Sia just mentioned the battle for the NL Central. These games are, they're separated by half a game here, so this is high stakes baseball we're witnessing right now. But yeah, I like the over in the Milwaukee versus Cincinnati game. Sia mentioned these pitchers have faced each other twice already this season. This will be the third time that they've both seen each other. Graham Ashcraft has been pitching a lot better. I agree. I still don't fully trust him. I do like Sia's pick quite a bit, but I do think that there could be some scoring on both sides. Colin Ray on the other side as well has given up a ton of production to Cincinnati. I do like Cincinnati's bats as well. They're starting to get hot. I think Milwaukee is as well. So together, I think these teams are going to score more than 9 runs today. So give me the over in this game, and I will have some additional picks later as well.
Well, and if I'm not mistaken, you can also get your picks an hour ago if you're a Sportsline member. But if you're not, what are you doing? But I'm going to do you a solid right here, right now. If you use the promo code TROPHY, I'm going to give you the first month for a dollar, single solitary dollar. We're going to take you through all the training camp, all the baseball, get you set for college football. We have our futures episodes coming up in a couple of weeks. Come join the party and do it right now. Now, the man that's been with me since day freaking one. And I just pulled a Buckets and didn't put the sign on the door. And housekeeping's here. Hold on! In the middle of a show! In real time. So, Maestro, the floor is yours while I handle some business.
Well, I'm going to go head-to-head with what Alex said earlier about Luis Castillo and fade this guy because he has a career-high hard hit rate over 44%. It's never been over 40%. We know he's more vulnerable on the road. We saw the Twins take him deep twice just last Wednesday in Seattle where Kenta Maeda was very, very good on the other side. We know there's going to be a ton of strikeouts. The Twins strike out more than anyone. The Mariners strike out a lot. But I think the Twins, 8-2 since the All-Star break, this is a team that did not hit at all before the break, but they're starting to hit a huge comeback win last night. But even so, their key relievers should be available tonight against Seattle. So I just like Maeda. I think at an underdog price, I think Luis Castillo is very vulnerable. And then if you go to the late game, the Padres, nobody likes this team. They're overpaid. They've underperformed, but they do have Yu Darvish on the mound, and I'm throwing out his season numbers because he dealt with an illness. He came back. He wasn't himself. He lost a lot of weight. Well, the last two starts, we have seen Yu Darvish. 12 innings, one run, 16 Ks against two very good lineups in terms of the Blue Jays and the Phillies, and now he takes on a Pirates team that is 26th in OPS. The Pirates sending out Quinn Priester, his second major league start, his first one. He started off great, 9 straight Guardians down, 8 on groundouts, and then the wheels absolutely fell off, gave up 7 earned runs. This guy is going to be good eventually, but this is his second major league start. The Padres are desperate. They're only 6 games out of the wild card, so I think they're going to do it tonight. I'll lay it. And it is their first game back after the All-Star break, first game at home.
Hashtag educate and entertain. All that incredible information. Somebody in the chat that I don't want to give credit to said, "See you in the Maestro, keep this show on the track." Really? Interesting.
Okay. Coach, excuse me for just 1 second. Have a quick announcement. I'm in a very interesting mood. Larry just had to call me out as if I had made some pick on the Mariners earlier in the show. So I am now inspired to then challenge Larry to a showdown because I didn't really want to back the Mariners, but Larry calling me out is putting me on the spot. So I'll put my money where my mouth is, right, Buckets? And we're going to challenge Larry right here, right now, to said showdown.
Well, it's on. Let's do it.
Have you guys never been on the show before?
Hit the music.
Thank you! It's gonna be a showdown.
And it is so classic for Proppy to take a minus 120 favorite on an even money showdown.
Now, I'm going to say this. You're the only one. The only one,
Maestro. Who cares about that?
Exactly. You're the only one that ever brings it up. Oh, it's minus 140. It's a showdown, damn it. It's a showdown.
That's pretty close, too. I mean, come on. You're talking 20 cents.
Yeah. I love what just happened. That's ad lib at its best. You never know what's going to happen on the show. However, Raven Direct says, I'm going to have to rewatch this show. My wife keeps trying to plan a kid's birthday party with me while I watch.
Boo.
I feel just like your wife whenever these clowns are on this show. It's like planning a kid's birthday party. You just never know which way it's going to go. We have a showdown. We got Buckets saying every single letter of the alphabet today in his picks, which that just inspired me. We got to do a TikTok video very, very soon because that will be the biggest video of all time. But in the meantime, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap, courtesy of the snake on the ones and the twos. Reds, Brewers, let's go over 9 minus 115, courtesy of probably 3 times. Got to get ready for football. Then the maestro, 2 big plays and throwing shots while he's giving out his takes. That's hashtag next level capping right there. Twins, money line, plus 100. Padres on the run line, minus 1.5, minus 125. And we've got a showdown. Then first 5 Sia is back. Reds first 5 money line, plus 100. Then Buckets, Viking FK to score in both halves, minus 125. He says this is a new bet that he loves. If you want more soccer plays, Women's World Cup, you got to be a Sportsline member. He's got articles up there all the time. Apparently, he's copying my picks too. So then the other team at the bottom there, team total over 1.5, minus 130. They're in Iceland. Just go to Iceland, and I guarantee you they're the only team that looks like that there. Do not forget, early edge in 5 later today at 4 p.m. Eastern time, and then the early wedge tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern time. As we get set for the 3M Open, just 2 weeks left until the FedEx Cup playoffs and then football. So get locked and loaded. Let's get that money up to get you ready for football. That's what we're trying to do all summer. So stay disciplined. What a good show today. And with all that being said, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. I'm doing a show. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, Lumbo, Proppy and Buckets, always coming strong together. The counselor, nobody better. Maestro, since day freaking one. And who can forget about the snake, always making the show look good on the ones and the twos. I am simply the coach. And I am trying to keep this train on the track, even though nobody gives me credit. I don't need credit. We grind for you so we can win with you. It's what we're all about. You know this right here at the Early Edge. Good luck.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount+. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.